Pope John Paul II arrived in Poland today. It is his 9th visit to his homeland since he became pope a quarter of a century ago. The visit will be brief, just 4 days, and restricted to Krakow, the city where he lived for decades. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli is in Krakow. Sylvia, how did the pope look? He's been on the road quite a lot in recent months, and he's suffering from many, many ailments.
Well, he looked very good. In fact, given his numerous knee and hip ailments, as well as the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, he walked down the steps from the airplane slowly, but he managed quite well. And his voice was exceptionally strong. And he was really obviously very, very moved. His arrival speech was repeatedly interrupted by a large crowd that welcomed him at the airport. They cheered over and over again, "We love you, John Paul." The Polish people are very, very happy to have him visit again. He's regarded by most Poles as their spiritual leader and the man who helped them free themselves from communist rule.
Is this purely a sentimental journey for the Pope back to his homeland?
Probably the Pope would have liked it to be just a sentimental journey, although, of course, not the last one. But there's a particular situation in Poland today. This was the fastest-growing economy of post-communist Europe, but now the country is facing a serious economic crisis. There's a very high unemployment rate, businesses are closing, and there's growing disillusionment both with free market reforms and with the prospect of Poland joining the European Union. So Poles are hoping the Pope will bring a message of optimism and point out the path his countrymen should follow. Even the Social Democrat government is pinning its hopes on the papal homecoming. A commentator in the leading daily Gazeta Wyborcza wrote today, "We have lost faith in the sense of the changes we are living through, and as a people, we still need his guidance and need him as a person."
What were the first words that he spoke today for his people?
Well, the Pope made a direct reference to the economic hardships that many Poles are going through. He said he's convinced Poland is bravely marching toward new goals of development and prosperity, but he added that Catholics can't remain indifferent to the fate of those who don't have jobs and who live in a state of increasing poverty. And he repeated his criticism of a system that governs through what he calls a materialistic view of man. But the Pope did not specifically refer to Poland's entry into the European Union, and this is interesting because a substantial sector of the Polish Catholic Church, the conservative sector, is very much opposed to joining the EU. But the Polish president, Aleksander Kwasniewski, did raise the issue in his opening remarks at the welcoming ceremony, although he said it's a road filled with hard work and sacrifices. But he quoted John Paul's own words in the Polish parliament 3 years ago when the Pope expressed his full support for Poland's membership in the European Union. And Kwasniewski urged the Pope to help the Polish people overcome their fears, frustrations, and doubts.
As you said before, the Pope is, of course, regarded by Poles as the man who brought down communist rule. Does he still have a role to play in Polish political life?
Well, I think he's absolutely considered the favorite son, the one of the most important Poles, certainly of the century. Even President Kwasniewski, who's a former communist, described John Paul as the great moral authority of the Polish people and of the contemporary world. They see him as a hero. And now many say that the image of a frail, stooped pope is very touching and that it's a sign of the power of spirit over matter. However, nearly all the posters and photographs I see plastered over Krakow show a younger and more vibrant pope. And in fact, there's a widespread reluctance to speak openly about the likelihood that this could be the pope's last visit home. But everyone's keenly aware of it. And some people even hinted that Poles may undergo an identity crisis when John Paul dies, in the sense that the 1978 election of a Polish pope put Poland on the international map and gave the country a very prominent spokesman and protector of the on the world stage. Without this direct connection to the Vatican and beyond, some Poles fear their country will have less clout and respect in global affairs.
Thanks so much, Sylvia.
Thank you, Margo.
NPR's Sylvia Pajoli speaking to us from Krakow.